This past weekend, Reynolds Motorsports in Buxton, Maine, held its 15th annual motorcycle show. The most popular part of the show is something called a bike blow, an old Reynolds tradition where a beat-up trade-in is destroyed. We sent reporter Josh Gleason to the scene to assess the damage.
It's not enough that the doomed bike, a 78 Yamaha 1100, will be drained of oil and have its throttle taped open until it seizes up or explodes. No. Before we get that far, technician Al Windham, the executioner-in-chief, he's going to burn the rubber on the rear tire down till it bursts.
Today's my day to destroy.
Al's got the bike parked in what's called a burn pit, basically a flat stretch of concrete with a short metal rail at one end to hold the bike in place.
You gotta love it, watching a bike burn a tire. Too bad they didn't make cologne that smelled that way.
He waits a bit for a crowd to gather, then hugs the throttle. Pretty soon there's so much smoke, you can't even see the bike anymore. Just the dim glow of its headlight.
62 now. Pick a square.
Out front, folks are placing bets on how long the bike will last. John D'Ambro, an aspiring mechanic, figures the four-cylinder Yamaha could go for as long as 19 minutes.
Blowing stuff up's cool. Always has been. Shows us we're not perfect, I guess. If you can't make something that can't blow up, God can.
Ryan Jenkins is here with his wife Angie and their three little kids. He says possibly the last thing you expect to hear in an event like this.
It's good for the kids.
Why? What do you mean it's good for them? Like milk?
Be into the, yeah, why not? I mean, it's good to be into doing something outdoors and riding bikes. And
now, aren't you afraid they're going to want to become bikers themselves?
There's nothing to be afraid about. Get up and ride.
The faded Yamaha with its floppy tire is led out to a grassy area next to the dealership. A crowd of 100 or so gathers. Reynolds employees look on with fire extinguishers at hand. It's go time. For about the first 30 seconds, it seems like she's doing fine. Then the exhaust runs black. People circle the bike, taking pictures with their cell phones and examining the damage with a kind of reverence. It's as if they're checking out a meteor that just fell from the sky. Parts manager Joe Pierce explains the cause of death.
The air filters blew off it, overheated, pretty much just destroyed the motor real quick.
Barbara Carroll's bet was closest to the time of expiration, 1 minute 32 seconds. But she doesn't share this sort of glee. She's actually somewhat mournful.
Because it's sad to watch all the parts fall off of it and just end its little motorcycle life. I'm a sentimental sap. But I won.
$107, to be exact, which he plans on using to buy some motorcycle boots. For NPR News, I'm Josh Gleason.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.